Well, it's Wednesday, which means it's hump day. Yeah! We're just leaving the breakfast house. It is... Well, let me explain Houston weather to you. One day it's 70 degrees. The next day it's 50 degrees.
All we need to know is that every day in this great city of ours...
It's a flip of a coin.
Weather. I just call it perfect.
You're a goddamn liar. Sir, this is no Colorado Springs. This is Houston, Texas. I don't know. Go to Starbucks.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so here's something really exciting, you guys.
Oh, I know. It's amazing.
Brand new Starbucks.
It's not that amazing.
Right across from the breakfast house.
Another place.
It
for
says
us to
now
get a
open.
Milk.
I'm not doing milk today. Well, sir, I cheated on you this morning. I went and got a latte this morning before work.
I can't look at you anymore.
So I can't do more milk. Bastard.
Oh, I was going to say homewrecker, but bastard works too.
So it'll work as well. Yeah, I can't do more heavy milk. Or just,
sure you can.
You're right, I will.
Just,
after that massive breakfast.
I need
breakfast.
2 gallons. Now, it says now open, so...
Make it right!
I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, well, it's better this way.
I think so. What else is over there?
FedEx office.
Mm-hmm.
It's green. You might want to go.
Well, sir,
yes, sir.
I was just contemplating, you know.
So I wonder if you make a right in here and then you do the little
loop-de-loop. See where it says drive-through and there's an arrow? That's generally what we'd want to do.
Sir, that arrow is pointing in the opposite direction of our egress. How dare you?
I didn't fucking make the arrow. I didn't install the damn thing or put the men's tea clinic. I don't even want to know what that is.
What do you think it is?
Low tea?
Yes, it's a low tea center.
Great. We just...
Pump it up!
Just take a big syringe, shove it in my dick.
Boo, 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 boo. Burr, burr.
You're all ready now.
Captain Noodle, you're next.
it's kind of small. Where are we going to put this?
I don't know. Brand new Starbucks, you guys. Starbucks. Still waiting on those sponsor dollars, Starbucks. All of the drinks that we're sending your way. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey. Hey, Sarah.
Welcome. Oh, there she is. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
We have a podcast. We drive around Cyprus, and we go to all the Starbucks every day, so.
Stop it.
Nah, I'm not kidding.
It's okay, girl. You look good.
Thank you.
All right. And you're not on camera.
It's not a camera. It's just an audio podcast.
I'm going to get started for you guys today.
I'm going to do a... I guess I'll do a grande flat white.
I knew it. I knew it.
No.
No?
Okay.
Okay. I'm rolling in a camera.
No, I'm going to do a...
flat white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And?
I'll do a tall Americano.
A tall Americano.
And leave a little room.
Can you just leave a little room at the top?
That's it.
Room.
And that's it.
That's all.
Perfect.
Anthony.
What's the ask me part for the tall Americano?
With a little
bit of rope.
Oh,
right on.
That's cool.
All right.
And did you want an extra shot in that?
Extra shot in that tall Americano?
Do you want?
Sure.
Sure. Let's throw one in and just to keep him bouncing off the wall. Whoa, good job.
All right.
All right, thank you.
I try.
We know.
Awesome.
Hey, brand new Starbucks.
Lunchtime chew. They've got the lunchtime growls.
Tame the lunchtime growl.
Well, yes.
With a light sweet chai tea latte. I'm out on that. I don't do chai tea lattes. Girl, tell me more. we just ate at the breakfast house across the way.
You can throw in a chocolate pop or a chocolate cake pop for me.
Chocolate cake pop?
Yeah.
No doubt.
Okay.
I haven't had one for a long time, so I'll try it.
Right. Make it two.
Fox Monday flat white and then a triple
grande. That's it.
Nope, that's perfect.
Alright, 11:20 at the window. Have you given ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Awesome.
Very.
That's a sharp. There was good upsell there.
This is a really sharp.
Let me tell you about girl, tell me more.
Interesting.
That's because I do what the fuck I want to do.
I thought we were going to answer the thing.
All right, pick a topic, start talking. Don't make me carry this fucking bomb, this failure of a journey.
Well, when you put it that way, sir, where do I begin?
How long do you think the mail service is going to last?
I don't know.
Me either. Next topic. I don't know. I was looking for something.
With
I was
all like, the competition between Amazon.
I really don't care. It doesn't bother me. I don't give a fuck if there's mail service or not, because they'll start delivering shit by like fleets of drones. I don't care.
Well, remember they said at one point.
Denied. We're podcasting. How fucking rude.
Well, sir, exactly. Stop calling while we're on the air.
Exactly.
Unless you're one of our rabid listeners.
In the mobile GMC Terrain studio with IntelliLink.
Oh, yeah.
Technology.
There, sir.
You know who I was listening to today?
Who's that?
Fleetwood Mac.
I really like Fleetwood Mac.
Really good.
Yeah. God, you know, we talked about this before where... All the
step into the shadows.
Not quite how I remember it, sir, but...
So that's my best Stevie Nicks. How dare you publicly shame me on our podcast?
Somebody had to.
I'm your gypsy.
Again, reminding me of a bluesy rendition of a national anthem done by a said certain person trying to do her best that fucked it all.
Fergie, God, she murdered that, didn't she?
Poor thing, you know, I just felt so bad.
And the rockets glared. Somebody on YouTube took it and like made it even worse, and it is so
is that possible?
Funny. Yes, they basically took her shit out of there and then like made it like doubly bad. There's like,
get cut to people smiling, yeah, in like awkward ways.
It showed like Stephen Curry like laughing and Draymond Green looking at the floor. Oh my God, that poor woman.
So her now she was married to actor Josh Drummel or whatever his name is. The dude that was in the Transformer movies, right? And they divorced, and then he was seen yesterday, or the day before yesterday, bringing roses, a whole thing of roses to Fergie, basically to cheer her up and to, you know, make her feel better. Oh, it was kind of cool. It was kind of a nice gesture from, you know, her ex-husband.
Well, she did say she took a chance to do it different, and she took a calculated chance.
Her risk was...
It was, well, let's just say it, I don't even... No comment. Don't
worry. Wait, you've already commented quite a bit. What's your final assessment?
My final assessment is...
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
You don't take a chance on what is arguably noted as one of the hardest songs to sing.
Well, it is true.
Because not only are you standing up in front of a major, typically sports arena...
Venue,
with
right?
With huge, important people. You've got viewers from all over on television watching it. And you're singing our country's anthem. And if you're going to take a risk to do something and jazz it up a little bit, I hope that was rehearsed. Like, did she not do that, like, with her former... Did she not do that with her former Black Eyed Peas bandmates and say, what do you guys think? Because I have a feeling that will.i.am would have just kind of stared at her and went, girl, nah.
No.
Mm-mm. Don't do that. Don't. Not that.
Not that.
Now, if she had just sang it normal, she probably would have crushed it.
Well, it's Fergie. She's got a great voice. It's not like she doesn't know how to sing.
Yeah, but it was all that, like, up and down on that pentatonic scale, where she brought it up, and then she ski-wee-wee-wee-wee, and brought it down.
Ski-wee-ba-boo-boo. Behind the red rocket, red flare.
Red flare. Bring it down. I don't know. But it was awful.
Well,
I told Jennifer, I said, you know, Roseanne Barr got ostracized.
Which you like.
Whatever
she like
did.
Scratched herself and spit onto the field.
It was really something. But I would put Fergie's up there with that one. It was not so good. Embarrassing. Dang.
Turkish.
Bup, bup, bada beep, bup, bup. It's the 5 p.m. wrap-up report. And Tony is about to throw his fist in my face.
Well, sir, come on. I'm done.
Come at me, bro.
I was going to say my whatever these ad noise or whatever they are puffy and swollen, and I'm not.
Well, I had mine taken out as a child.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
well,
my adenoids. But your adenoids, sir, and your nose. You're like holding your neck. I'm like, no. Up here.
Well, sir, it's better this way.
Yeah, it is better this way.
Anyway,
what's
do you
in
think
your
that
throat?
That's fine?
Your tonsils, sir?
No, it's
your uvula.
It's these are your
salivary glands.
I don't think so.
Your venom glands.
Yes, sir. These are my venom sacs. They puff up. Kind of like, did you see Jurassic Park? That's me. That's what I do. They're already starting. Yeah, there are the goo. It's already starting to form right here in these venom sacs that you so. Yeah.
No, those are called.
I can't remember.
Lymph nodes.
Yeah, they're the lymph nodes. That's correct. Yeah. You know,
Alex, I'll take strange things in your neck for 200. These things are responsible for
transferring great amounts of blood from your heart to other parts of your body. And
what is the lymph node?
I'm so sorry.
It's venom sacs.
It's
God damn it, Alex.
Say, it's the carotid artery. Ding, 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 ding. What is the carotid artery? Oh.
You didn't phrase it as a question.
I just did, sir.
The second time you did.
Well, that's the story of my life.
You're incorrigible.
Oh, you got that right.
I'm going to have a drink of water.
From, great.
From this morning.
Well,
my bride made it for me.
Oh, she made you a cup of water.
She makes me a cup of ice water every morning.
That's amazing.
And gets all my vitamins and
your other medications
and my
that
meds that I'm on.
That the doctor greatly suggests you start taking consistently before the hallucinations start.
Yes.
Great.
So, yeah, so that, and you get a little cup of water, and my coffee cup out for my coffee. Very nice.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, I just have to do that myself.
You just stand over the sink, and
that's it. You know.
Cut a couple swigs, and
who
throw
needs
it
a dining room table when you could just
lean
sit
against
over
the sink,
turn the disposal on, and all of the leavings fall from my mouth, well, they're eaten up by the sink monster.
Done.
Yeah. I throw it in the garbage, and... Well, that 5 minutes lasted good, so what's next?
Yeah, dinner.
You know?
Wow.
What's for dinner? Oh, I know. Pop-Tarts and a Snickers bar. Perfect.
Awesome.
You know?
A little bag of peanuts.
Did you hear about that the other day? They were saying that the news was saying that the risk for cancer is very high for artificial foods, like these snack foods.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's... And they said that...
Prepackaged shit.
A majority of Americans, and
we're all going to get it.
Yeah, it's some ungodly amount. Like 87% or something.
Well, now
of all
because
Americans
you gotta figure, since the
get
80s,
the majority of their calories from these said
prepackaged
salty, fatty foods,
right.
Which I love.
Me
if I'm
too.
See,
first sound effect.
Ooh, yeah. Well, so that's my thing. I'm going to die anyways.
Right.
I'm going to die with an Oreo cookie in my mouth, a sifter of a milk shot to my left, and.
An aperitif of chocolate syrup.
Oh, Lord. Like, just quick.
Yep.
Just pour it right in your mouth. Oh,
yep.
My God. And maybe some whipped cream.
Yep.
Right out of a pressurized can.
You're gonna die from something.
Something. Why not die happy?
You're gonna die either way. So you can either eat cardboard and barley, or you can eat Snickers and chocolate
Kale. I just eat kale. I'm on this cleansing kale diet. You poor ass fool.
You're
like,
right.
What? Your life? I can't even... I can't even...
You poor ass.
No, just eat what you want. You're going to die anyways. What do they say? Somebody told me the other day, none of us is getting out of this alive.
No one gets out alive.
Beautiful. So why would I spend the rest of my life worrying about nuts and berries and watching my calorie intake?
I'm going to
get a big old Baskin-Robbins ice cream
and
cake.
And when I have a Widowmaker,
put it on my lap, strip down to my underwear, and just take big
just
grasping... Just facefuls of melted chocolate and ice cream and just sit there and sob and cry and just really, it's cathartic, sir. It's
it's therapeutic.
It really is. So that's about my Saturday. I don't know what I'm going to do Sunday. But Saturday's
maybe
covered.
Go for a twofer.
Oh.
Just clean the couch off and start again.
That's, you know, well, I'll just put a tarp on. I've got to
Jesus, take the wheel! Oh. Woo! Hallelujah!
Somebody needs to.
Just ate a foot-long Subway sandwich.
And you know what? We ate that fucking
thing. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Like 10 minutes.
We just ate a foot of sandwich. 12 heaping inches of sandwich. Where does it go?
Yeah, well, it's quite girthy, sir.
Yeah, God almighty.
You had a lot of vegetables in there, sir.
Well,
I just
sir.
Like meat. And cheese.
Just like yikes. The meat. Could you? Would you like that meat toasted?
Well.
I don't like cold meat. I like it hot. Ow!
Whoa.
Whoa.
I didn't see that.
Sorry.
Coming.
Scare me.
Woo. That was a... I was looking at that big old... Whatever that thing is right there.
That's what she said. That old man was
doing?
Fucking cussing you.
Woo-wee. Fuck him.
It's breaking up the road. Sir, it's like a... jackhammer.
But it was on,
but a very large one.
It was a whole truck. Was it,
the whole truck was down, a sir. Jackhammering away.
Well, I have a bad feeling about this, sir. Please don't move. Please don't move. Please don't move. Please don't move. Oh, you were going to turn, you vacuous bitch, but I made it.
I made
ooh,
it.
That was close.
Woo-wee.
Lord. I think some of her pain transferred onto some of my pain.
It could have very
if
well.
You know what,
what?
I mean.
Oh, God. We ate that entirely too fast, dude.
I've got heartburn now.
I do too.
As we should. As we should.
Wash it down with a nice,
a big,
hot, milky
hot
jug.
Coffee, milk jug, nothing but a, and a little bit of beans put in there.
Just a tiny bit of coffee in there.
I'd like one bean.
Can I get
over
72 extra shots? Jesus. Yeah, that'll be 93.26. Drive through, please.
Thank you for
hey, brother, can I get a venti flat white with an extra shot?
Yeah, what are you going to get,
grande
sir?
Grande caramel macchiato with two extra shots.
And a grande caramel macchiato with two extra shots.
Hot.
And a grande caramel macchiato.
Hot.
Yeah, and he wants it hot.
Yes, nice and hot.
Yeah! Extra hot.
Extra hot.
I think that's pretty much it.
Maybe a little dirty.
Oh, sir!
We are broadcasting, sir.
$12.99.
All right, thanks.
Make it upside down.
Oh, sir, did you catch it all?
I did catch it all.
That was awesome.
All right, let's see here.
That was pretty good. Hey.
Naughty latte.
Oh, that's what they should do. That's good.
The love
for what?
Of latte.
I don't know. Something fun like that, you know?
The naughty
for,
latte?
For vanilla. For vanilla. For Valentine's Day.
Vanilla. Can I get a vanilla latte? I'm sorry, what?
It's one of them vanillas.
Vanillas. It's Brazilian vanilla.
Wait,
it's a vanilla.
For your protection, you know, what's for our protection? What is that?
Cash is secured in a time delay.
Oh, I was thinking it was like a giant like condom that fitted over
no.
the entire franchise.
Nope.
Possibly.
Ooh, she's really working that caramel right down into that squeeze bottle. Squeeze that caramel. Oh, wow.
That's a long bag.
That's a big box.
I like it when she does that. Now that's a big box.
That's a big box.
It really is.
Vacuous.
Well, mobile certified fitness trainer 281-217-3650. Again, mobile certified fitness trainer 281-217-3650.
Tell them it's better this way. Podcast sent you.
And then Jesus, stop listening to the radio and get on that freaking treadmill.
That's right.
Filthy,
dirty.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Extra dirty.
Thank you, brother.
It's even extra wet.
Oh,
oh yeah.
That was good. Have a great one, man.
Oh, I hope corporate Starbucks is not here this podcast.
God, I hope they're. God, that would be awful, wouldn't it?
That was great, man. Hope you listened to the podcast. That was very, very
that
funny.
Was awesome.
Thanks for playing along.
Absolutely.
We and definitely will not turn you into Starbucks corporate. Don't go this way again. Well, yeah, you know what? Go this way because it extends our lunch a little bit.
Yeah,
so we can digest. It's a just. You just have to embrace it.
That's it.
You know,
embrace it.
You look at the mirror and you just go, fuck it.
I'm
just
fucked.
I'm
smile.
Yep. I'm middle-aged. I don't care.
Overweight.
It's over. It's done.
No love.
No love.
Nobody
all
in my
alone.
Life.
So fuck it. So why even try?
Why? Life's too short to even try.
Just grab a box of donuts.
And just sit on the couch naked, eat an ice cream cake with both hands, and just sobbing. It's just a good cleansing, just sob with tears and cake all melting in
glaze.
My hair and just rolling down into other unmentionable areas. And that's how you do it. And boy, is it cleansing.
Ew, oh, man. Jesus. Nothing like good. A good cake cry.
Good cake cry.
Cake cry.
Right? That's it.
You know what we need to do? We need to go back, listen to our podcast, get out the good old proverbial pen and paper, and we need to write down all these little sayings.
Oh, yeah.
And then I need to jump on the old Photoshop.
Grande,
yeah, the Photoshop. Things. Yeah, and start knocking out some merch.
Well, you know, we could do some fun stuff like it's a mobile terrain studios. Right. We could do keychains.
That'd be
awesome. Might be kind of cool.
Yeah.
We could do bumper stickers.
Cups.
We could do coffee cups. T-shirts, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely have to make some merch as our audience expands. He's so good at that. He did Daniel's podcast.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, that throwing junk.
Yeah, that was a real podcast.
That was
like the most professional thing I've ever heard.
It was so good.
What happened to it? Are they still doing it?
I don't know if they're still... I imagine they're probably still
doing
it.
Because, dude, that was... Like, I was jealous.
It was so good.
Wow, you guys are fucking big time.
They had, like, topics and actual, like, coherent conversations.
And people. Well, then
they were cogent.
Like,
and,
yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it was good.
You know. Although, I will tell you that the prep time for this show is considerably less, I'm sure.
It's, yeah, about...
There is none.
10 seconds.
Well, I think...
Exit from our building into
that's it.
The,
walking to... the 5 steps to get in the car or the studio is basically it. That's time.
That's all she wrote.
Yep. That's all you need.
You brilliant, know? Truthfully.
I mean, you know, Rush goes through all this exhaustive... Screw that. Just, you know, just talk.
That brings all the pressure.
It really does.
Because if it falls flat, you go, gosh, all that preparation was for nothing.
You know,
but instead, you can just throw it all to abandon and just...
Say, what the
your
fuck?
Dumbass self.
Be your dumbass. Exactly. You know, and if you put your foot in your mouth, great.
Great. Chew on it.
That's, well, you know.
Just like my dog does.
Oh.
Just chewing away.
God, I hate that.
Chewing on their toenails and shit.
It's like, all right.
I just want to throw up.
Yeah.
The thing I hate that my fucking dog...
It's the licking.
Licking
over
and over.
The balls
and
in
over.
The middle of the night on the bed. I see what you're doing.
I know what you're doing.
I'm not going to subscribe to this. We're going to, shut you down.
This activity...
Because there's nothing worse than that sound.
It's that laughing sound.
At 2 in the
over.
Morning.
Over.
I'm done. Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck
you're outside now. You're an outside dog.
You have been ejected.
Nope.
You have been excommunicated from this bed.
Just this. Nope. Done. I can't even. I think we should just stop
it's
talking about it.
That sound is just so
sound
gross.
Is horrible. I do not want to hear you.
I've seen a meme like on the internet, and it's like this person that's laying there. And they're staring at the ceiling and their eyes are all bloodshot. And it's like at 2 a.m. and your dog starts deciding to lick themselves. And their eyes are like all peeled back. It's like, what the fuck?
It's really the most uncomfortable.
Oh, God, it is.
I can't.
Nope, done.
Yikes.
Oh.
All right.
Well, 4 hours of work left. What are you going to do? Well, moving on.
Weep.
Yeah. Weep uncontrollably.
God.
You know where someone's like, are you okay?
I'm fine. No, I'm good. I'm good.
God, it's like off-roading over
here. No, this is great. This is where our tax money is going to.
Right down the shitter.
No, it's definitely not going into this fucking street.
It's...
Oh, he didn't. I did.
He did.
I went there square and fair.
Okay. Square and fair.
I don't know.
It's fair and square.
You know me. I'm an idiot. I don't get anything right.
You know these.
God damn it. This is nothing new.
It appears that the eagle has taken off.
Precisely.
Make like a leaving tree.